Proclamation number 8406 of 8th of February, 1963. Language of God by Cosmic Events. You should always remember that you can't reach anything by your own strength. When it is about to avert disaster from you, that threatens you by unleashed forces of nature. And even if you also have a great deal of vitality, so that you believe to master your earthly life, you are completely powerless to events or forces, which are produced by the forces of nature. You are at their mercy, and you can only dam up their violence by having strong faith in me and heartfelt prayer. And yet it seems impossible to you that you selves will be affected by natural disasters, although you constantly get knowledge from those that occur on the earth. But they don't touch you much, as long as you are not affected from it. You will not accept something as truth, because it is not pleasant to you, but you will experience it, and then those will be blessed who believe in a God and Creator, whom is given all power in heaven and on earth, for he will call him for help, which cannot be given him by a human hand. And if you are still so richly blessed on earth, whether you are equal physically to all requirements, you will recognize your weakness and lack of strength in the face of impending disaster that will come upon you. Because this is the last way, the last warning call before the end, which will bring you to your senses. Which applies especially to those who go the way in thoughtlessness and lukewarmness and did not find a right attitude towards me, their God and Creator. I want to respond those people with a loud voice by the elements of nature, who do not respect my silent speech. I must try to make them thinking the other way by cosmic events, because teachings by my word are rarely adopted by them, and they don't give credence to these. And so the earth will be afflicted by a natural disaster of such immense extent, that you people can't believe, because nothing of the kind in the past is conscious to you. But also that I have announced to you a long time before, but you always put everything in the far future, but once will become the present. Countless people will lose their life, but these will have yet the possibility in the spiritual realm to develop upward. But the survivors is also available only a short time, which, however, would fully suffice to ripen yet, if it is utilized right. Always again I must you people announce this natural event, that you can be prepared, that you believe it, and that the unbelievers get to know a proof of the truth of my word, as they have through you acquired knowledge of what is imminent to the people on earth. Never I have brought a court upon the earth without having people advised of such before. And it will be a court for many people, who depart this life completely without faith and now must be responsible and must take the lot on themselves, which they themselves have created on earth. All of you would be shocked, if you would know, how short you are in front of that. But you will never be given an exact time, because that would not be beneficial to you. But when I can speak directly to you and send on my word, then you truly can give faith to my words and accept everything as truth, even if it appears purely rationally not acceptable or not credible to you. Nevertheless, deal with such thoughts, and this will only be a blessing. That's why I let you people take insights into my eternal plan of salvation, so that you may understand it, that and why a total transformation of this earth is imminent to you, because it's not just about you people, but also to the spiritual still bound in the creation, which shall get free and will continue its development. And then you will understand also, that I let you people sound a last warning call by an immense natural disaster, so you do not get lost and must take again the lot of the new banishment upon you. because I'm still trying every means before the end, that could mean the aid for the people, who have not yet completely become addicted to my adversary. But my eternal plan of salvation is set, and it comes true, when time has come. Amen.